Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling don't let their 7 and 8 year old daughters use the internet. So on Instagram, Eva posted a video of herself shaking her head. And in the caption, it says, "When my kids ask me if they're old enough to go on the internet, social media, or anything requiring Wi-Fi, nope."
Biggest regrets I have as a parent, new parents, if I could give one seed of advice to you guys, hold out on letting your kids have phones and access to screen time. Just do it. I'm trying to do it in reverse now. I created the problem as a parent, gave my kid unlimited screen time. And now we're reversing it. And it's trying to get somebody, it's almost like off a drug.
It's an addiction.
The drug is dopamine. But, you know, trying to scale back is, it's really been a challenge. If I could give any advice, is keep them off those screens as long as you can if you want your child. If you want to see the color in your child's eyes.
Yeah, that was the reasoning. So she said, "In my house, children do not have access to the internet because it's too dangerous. Just like drinking or voting or getting a driver's license isn't allowed for children, the internet falls under that category for me, especially social media."
Yeah, let me throw this book out at you guys again. Dopamine Nation. If you are nervous about how much time your kids are spending online and you're not exactly sure what to do about it, or the effects of all this dopamine, this rush they're getting every time they get a notification, it's a real thing. And it really helped me out a lot, try to figure out exactly what I'm going to do with my teen. And it's called Dopamine Nation.
Mm. Busta Rhymes says bad sex motivated him to get in shape. Oh. So he recently did an interview with Men's Health.
That'll do it, man.
We're huffing and puffing and the light's not even off yet. Just turning the light switch off, man.
This would be what you would call like your weight loss wake up.
Yeah, this is it right here. Yep.
So he recently did an interview with Men's Health magazine, and he admitted that a comment from a partner really got him motivated to get in shape. He said he was getting so bad during intimacy that it was sort of like a bad asthma attack.
Noises were not sexy.
Heavy breathing in the ear.
Yeah.
His partner at the time suggested that it was his weight, saying that his breathing was scaring her. And he even admitted it. He's like, "I had a really hard time breathing. I was trying to inhale and it felt like it wasn't working. So I would walk out of the bedroom into the living room." And he said it was like he was forcing himself to like inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. This was a couple of years ago, but he did post like a side-by-side profile pic, and he looks amazing. He's in incredible shape. So I'm sure that sex is a lot better now.
There was a really big transformation that he made. I always wondered like what got him going, what inspired him. And well, now we know. It. Bad sex, that'll do it.
Some bad dirty talking. Like, this is like asthma.
That is really not a place you want to die.
Nah, man, that ain't it.
What a way to go, though. Right. Matthew McConaughey's dad, that's how he died.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
Oh, yikes. Yep. Okay, Good talk. Okay, Beyonce has a very interesting and specific request for her Renaissance tour. So I've heard about these celebrity writer requests because you've heard people like only wanting the green M&Ms or wanting certain music in their dressing room. I also know Celine Dion, she travels with her own lighting kit because she wants to be lit up a certain way. Makes all the difference. Well, this might top them all, at least from a sanitary standpoint. According to The Sun, Beyonce travels with her own toilet seat. Somebody actually posted a picture with containers. It was captured backstage and it's labeled Beyonce toilet seats, and it's a part of the whole gear that she travels with.
Shut up. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that either.
I like that.
Yeah, you're going from stadium to stadium. You got to have the creature comforts of home.
And for, like the way my brain works, I'd be like, I would worry because people are weird. that wherever her dressing room is, the bathroom she uses, somebody would go in there after her, take the toilet seat, and try to sell it on eBay that this is the toilet seat that Beyonce sat on.
I didn't think about that, but I certainly did think about whoever puts the toilet seats in. Like, if she thinks that they don't use it so that they can say, I've used Beyonce's toilet seat, you know they're doing it.
Or sell the water out of the toilet. It could be a bunch of different. They'd make money off it. Yeah. You know where that whole green M&M thing started?
Where?
It's a really pretty interesting story. You know the band Van Halen?
Yeah.
So Van Halen had that in their contract, and they felt like if we put this in our rider contract, the small details are so important on doing a tour that if we put this in our rider and they get that right, then we can feel confident that they'll get all the other small details right.
Oh, so you know it's not like an a-hole move.
Nuh-uh.
But then it makes you wonder, how does Beyonce know that these are her toilet seats? Are they labeled? Are they monogrammed? Are they heated?
I don't know, right?
Are they solid gold? Because now I want to know. She left some marks on there from the last concert. Because what if I want to upgrade my
Oh, that's me.
And if it's getting on the seat and not the bowl, you need to see a doctor.
That's fair.
It's time for a diet change.
You have way too much fiber in your diet. For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Clicky Buzz.
Get it. The Bird Show.